You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, a tarot reader for over 10 years, and I do a dozen of other things, from sound therapy to Reiki masters, and my mind is going blank. So that is telling me that source is ready for that collective message already. And this will be a message over the next 7 days. Energies to be aware of, not necessarily anything good or bad, but just to be aware of so you can get the best week that you can coming up. And it seems like this week there's going to be a lot of push and pull. There's going to be a lot of different situations that you're going to have to step up in kind of a leadership role. You may be the one ending up to making decisions on what is a priority in your workplace. And it's a lot about struggling in dynamics of priorities. So I'm hearing that a lot of us are going to be very busy over the next couple of days. And there may be times over the next 7 days that you are going to feel exhausted. You may feel like giving up, or you lost your confidence. And that's usually at the point where we're getting close to that burnout period of where we don't have motivation, we don't have passion. So as you're going through the next 7 days, just be aware of the priorities and make yourself a priority too. And I know that it's going to be a little bit difficult, especially if when you have all these things you're juggling, because I am seeing a lot of things happening at work. I'm seeing that you do have family obligations too, social obligations. Everything's kind of piling up on each other. But it is very important for you to step in and be like, okay, I need to rest, because there is a huge risk of having that burnout period. And when we get to that point where we're just exhausted, we get anxious, and then we can't make any decisions. And that's not good, because the next 7 days, especially when we go into the work week next week, you're going to be making decisions. You're going to have to step up and tell other people what needs to be done. And if you're going to be successful at that, you need to be able to step out of that anxiety, step out of all that juggling and the apathy as well. It seems for a smaller group of people, you are reaching that stage of apathy, whether it is in your workplace, in a relationship of where it's been stagnant. You've been trying so hard. You've been giving more and more into that situation, but it seems like, hey, it's not getting better. It seems like you're living paycheck to paycheck. So it is a reevaluation as well over the next 7 days to really understand what you can do for yourself. The external circumstances are not going to be changing. So it is up to you to decide how those priorities are going to change. And it's about addressing past resentment. So it's a lot of emotional issues coming up as well, because your childhood wounds or what happened in a past relationship, it is feeding in to what's coming forward, what you are doing now, subconsciously, consciously, how you react and interact with everyone else. There is an internal desire to reconnect. You're wanting to reconnect to joy and to happiness and to excitement and passion about life. Take a few moments, even if it's just a couple of minutes over the next 7 days, and say, what am I holding on to that I can finally let go? Because you don't have the time or the energy to keep juggling and struggling with all these other issues that no longer matter. Okay, it's in the past. You have learned your lessons. You have the opportunity to turn any hard lessons into tokens of wisdom. So don't continue to hold on to this because you have more things on your plate and it's just not worth the exhaustion. So while it may be a little bit of a difficult next 7 days, as always, it is a teaching moment. So hang in there for the collective, do some soul searching, contemplate, spend some time with some self-care. Okay. And with that, we are going to go into our caller today. So we have Kelly from Florida. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
How can I help you today? What type of questions do you have?
I just need some, I'd like maybe a reading or just some guidance. My dad passed away in June and I got a promotion at work and I'm just not happy with the promotion. So I just need some guidance.
Are people gossiping around you? Has it created some drama in the workplace?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple of good things. Let's talk about the good and then we can step into the bad and we'll come back on what to do. Automatically, I'm stepping in your energy, it feels adaptable. And I love this energy for anybody because when you're adaptable and you're flexible, you can shapeshift into all these different roles and you can be successful at it. So that is a really good skill set that's coming forward for you to highlight. So as we're going through that, this gossip coming in and this kind of trickery in your workplace, know that you are flexible. You are adaptable. You have been through situations similar before, and you're going to be fine in this situation as well, because that's what you do. You adapt. And
okay.
Yeah, you deserve this promotion. You've worked hard. You have the skill set. You have the actions. You have the wisdom and the empathy with it too. So what else is going on that you're like, I'm just not happy, because the skill set is there?
I have a coworker that has been there a while and she's just not doing her work. So I'm having to do my new job responsibilities plus my old job plus her work as well.
Trust me, that is more common in the workplace than we should accept. Okay, so I'm seeing you. You're an adaptable person, but you're also maybe used to working a little bit more alone. So, right, you expect people to be responsible for their duties, for their work.
Exactly.
And, that's completely understandable, right? But we're coming back to the center of this. Again, you have the skill set. You have everything that you need to succeed. Your higher self, I can hear like, go for it. Keep going. You are going. Keep going. It's like this movement going forward and going into balance. So you have all that support from your higher self. But underneath, I do see there is going to be a pause needed and a surrender. Okay, so the situation right now is not as clear as you would like it to be, but you're going to get that clarity soon, and it's going to be in steps of what you should do next, okay? Because it's about being logical, using your critical thinking skills, okay? So how can you invite curiosity into the situation on how to improve it? Because you are a bit in a restless mental energy right now. And that's why that pause is coming in. So you can reevaluate and use the skill set which you have curated over the past couple of years to its best ability. And when you're able to calm that restlessness, right, the clarity comes in much quicker, where you have a little bit of empathy with whatever is going on with this coworker. It's not your business necessarily, but having that empathy and be like, okay, why is my coworker possibly not completing her task? Is she overwhelmed? Does she not have the tools? Am I in a position to help her get those tools to do her job? And you don't have to take that role. Absolutely, you do not. That is just something that you're being invited to consider from spirit and to offer that kind of emotional branch to say, hey, okay, what do you need to succeed? And if can I do anything to help you succeed? Because I'm in this transition phase. And is it completely okay to say, I can't do multiple jobs at once? That's very difficult to do. You're not getting paid for multiple jobs at once. So just be aware of that as well. And it is quite possible, the most likely situation is that she is not going to accept that offering. And that is okay too, because this is about you. And so if you do have to go where you have to take some type of more of a punitive route of somebody not doing the job, as such as going to an advisor, HR, and just kind of considering like, okay, this employee is not doing the work. We need to make a plan, or have HR, your manager, make a plan in order to do what needs to be done there. But regardless of what situation is going to happen, you know that you did what you could. You stay to what you believe in, is that is doing your work, using your skill set, and also making sure other people are held accountable. But you used your empathy and you made that offering, and it's no longer your responsibility if that offer was not accepted. So in this case, it's like, okay, you are growing because you invited that curiosity. You have done what you could, and you realize the part of the lesson is that you can't change other people. That is a lesson that continues in our life all throughout the time. So I still see that gossip. I still see that trickery anymore. Yeah, that inner turmoil, your fears, but you have worked hard. You've been working so hard. Overall, you're diligent, you're sustainable, you invest in yourself and you invest in the work that you do. So I hate to see this gossip surrounding you, because you work really hard and you deserve that promotion, right? And so just take a moment and say, I did a great job. Pat yourself on the back, okay? Because you're not giving yourself enough credit.
Thank you.
I've not seen any indication from spirit right now to say, okay, throw it away, go on, find something new. I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is, again, just taking that pause, looking around, see what you can do in the present situation, and go step by step. Because the overall outcome, because there's some back and forth going on that's not clear on what direction is going, but overall the outcome is saying that you have a completion. This is an important lesson of being able to say, I worked hard, I deserve this, and not everyone's going to be happy. It's not a reflection on you by any means. It's just some people project, some people just need a gossip. There is more life lessons involved here regarding. And as you pause, as you gain that mental clarity, you are going to have a sudden change in the workplace. Now that change is going to look a different way, but just know that it's going to bring you a lot more happiness. So you are going to see that clarity and that harmony back in the workplace. So don't give up. Don't get rid of your promotion. Stick with what you have earned. Spirit is still working with you. Do not give that up. There is going to be a lot of changes, and possibly one or two employees are going to be shifted around or walked out the door. It's not going to be you, though, is it? You are staying for now, at least.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Hang in there, Kelly. You've earned it. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Bye.
All right. See ya. I'll see everyone else next week in 7 days for the next episode.